Yeah, a little birthday edition, Al. Thank you to everybody that has said something nice on Twitter. Everybody that has not, well, you know where you can go. That's the way that that goes, but I appreciate it.
People always are super nice on Twitter.
Always.
I don't know what your experience has been, but for me personally, it's only incredibly positive, and hey, go about the rest of your day.
A bastion of positivity. Nothing but, hey, you know what? You're doing a great job. I hope you have a great deal of success, yep, and good luck moving forward. Nothing but that. It's all wonderful.
That's why Twitter, social media, it's important. Yeah. It's key to our society moving forward.
Absolutely. You ready for a belated Ask Slee?
Sure.
All right, here you go. It's from Drew in West L.A. Does Al remind Thanksgiving dinner patrons that turkey contains tryptophan, and that's why they're feeling sleepy? There's always something. God, I feel I'm so full. Hey, you know why? You know, it's tryptophan in the turkey.
You don't do that?
No, everybody knows at this point.
Yeah, but I thought it might be like similar to when you pass by a place and you kind of mention it all the time.
Well, then you're right. That would line up pretty well. It would line up. But no, for whatever reason, that's not one of my go-to. Are you the tryptophan guy?
No.
You ready for another one?
I just get frustrated at the football games.
This is John Castro says, Slee, you're getting estimates for a major repair on your home. Do you take the best price or the company you trust to do a better job? Hashtag ask Slee.
It's an easy one. Company you trust.
Yeah, for sure. That's does anybody just hunt price?
Well,
I get it's part of the equation, but it if you go to the cheapest guy,
I think a lot of
just
people do
price.
It. Oh yeah,
you're gonna get a lot of bad quality.
But
that
it might take some mistakes doing it that way to then realize, okay, we got to go to somebody that
trust. It's like one of those things you go to buy. I don't know. Let's just use like a. This is old school, like a boombox, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, that one's $42. Yeah, but it's going to break in 3 weeks. That one's $105. I get it. Let's save up and get the more, because we'll buy it once, and we never have to buy it again, as opposed to, yeah, I'm going to have to buy that same
one
6 different times.
I'll go to the $42 one.
No.
Guy's going to repair it for $84.
Perfect. ESPN Radio, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline.
All right, real quick here. Today's stat hero of the day, AD, Anthony Davis. So we're going to play a clip from AD in just a second here. Anthony Davis is the third player with 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks, and 4 steals in a game since joining Hakeem Olajuwon and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Shaq had something really close to, I think, back in like 2003, something along those lines. Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives a player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100% deposit match. AD obviously churned it up in the fourth quarter.
Sure did.
Russell Westbrook churned it up in the fourth quarter. I want to play something from Anthony Davis yesterday, because the conversation after, you know, yesterday's win, there's a couple conversations. One is you came back, you were down 17 against the Pistons to run your record to 9-9.
Mm-hmm.
You had already started the road trip 0-2, so you were kind of desperate to get a victory here. And then, of course, everything that took place involving LeBron James. So AD had some comments and some thoughts. Let's take a listen to what he thought of obviously that play yesterday with Isaiah Stewart.
Boxing out, you know, Stewart tried to get physical with LeBron. LeBron did the same thing. You know, everyone in the league knows LeBron not a dirty guy. That nearly hit him. As soon as he did it, he looked back at him and told him, oh, my bad, I didn't try to do it. And he tried to, I don't know what he was trying to do, but I know nobody on our team 1 through 15 was having it. You know, we're going to protect our brother.
Of course. Look, once the pushing and shoving starts, everybody's going to get involved. Everybody's going to make sure that, you know, they
protect
their guys.
Everyone was just stopping one guy.
Yeah, no, Stewart was out of his mind. He was angry. He got cut. He was bleeding. He felt it was a cheap shot. He wanted to fight. You know, usually when those things start and guys start pushing and shoving and screaming and I'm going to kick your, you know what, it's a lot of posturing for TV, saving face and those things. Isaiah Stewart wanted to fight. He really did. He wanted to fight LeBron James, and you know he was not going to let it go. Even that moment where, look, we've all gotten hit in the nose, whatever it is, or you're playing, you're like, and you're angry, and then even after you maybe push the other guy back and you have a moment, the temperature starts to come down pretty quickly, right? Unless it's going back up, and it usually comes down pretty quickly if everyone else is kind of chill. And everyone else, there really weren't. No one else was escalating.
LeBron actually tried right after he did it, kind of like that's my bad.
The Pistons weren't, and the Lakers weren't. No, it was only Isaiah Stewart, but he was incredibly angry. He doubled back 2 or 3 different times to try to get at LeBron. I get what AD's saying. I get that, you know, he didn't do it on purpose. That's what Anthony Davis is supposed to say. I think if I'm in the league office and I get that tape and say, hey, do we going to suspend this guy or not? I have a hard time looking at that and seeing LeBron James swing a closed fist at that level and go with, oh, I don't think he was trying to hit somebody. I don't think he was trying to cut his eye open. I don't think he was trying to make him bleed out on the floor like he did. But he was trying to play a little rough, a little physical, maybe a little dirty in that moment. And he caught a guy. I don't know how you can split a guy's open with a closed fist and not get suspended. It just doesn't sound right.
I had walked in yesterday when I did the postgame show. I'm thinking in my head, okay, do I think LeBron's going to get suspended for a game? Okay, let's look at LeBron's reputation. Okay, he's only been ejected one other time other than yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to come into play on this. Lakers got a game in New York tomorrow against the Knicks. Then they got a game against Indiana Pacers. I think the more we have sat here and had this conversation, you seem pretty adamant that you don't expect him not to get an ejection or not to get a suspension for at least a game.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, obviously it would be tomorrow against the Knicks.
Can they wait? I mean, I'm really asking, like, can you wait for the Knicks game to go by and then say, you know, we finally got a chance to get around to it. We had a lot of emails in our inbox over the weekend, and we finally saw the LeBron win. Yeah, you sit down against the Pacers. They let him play against the Knicks. That's not even a possibility.
We didn't even see the footage. When did this come in? When did this come in?
Isaiah Stewart suspended for four games or whatever it is. When they get Isaiah, we only watched the Isaiah Stewart portion of this. We didn't get to LeBron. We didn't even know what happened. We're going to get around to it later.
By the way, that does sound like – well, Lakers are in New York with Madison Square Garden. A lot of money on
it's
the
big
line.
Big deal.
I'll say this. Whether he gets suspended or he doesn't, I think that one of the other things I took away from, you know, yesterday's game, we got some sound here I want to play here from Coach Vogel. So – Lakers rallied after this all went down. They rallied in the fourth quarter. They outscored the Pistons by 20. The Lakers were down 17 at one point, I want to say in the third quarter, in the second half, certainly in the second half. And they rallied around that moment. I don't know if you think this is a little extreme here, but Coach says this could be one of those defining moments for this team. Let's take a quick listen to it.
To me, it's one of those things that can change the momentum of your season, you know, to see guys rally around a teammate that just got ejected like that, you know, in a strange circumstance, played with incredible guts, started the fourth quarter down 15. You know, that's the determination that this team's going to need.
I think one of the issues, Trav, kind of the reality with the Lakers so far this season, we rarely see fight. So it's not like this squad is walking around game in, game out, and they're leaving everything on the floor, where you and I are you know, coming in here in the morning and saying, you know what, Lakers lost that game, but they didn't lose that game because they didn't want it. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose that game because another team just outplayed them, or you know what I'm saying? So I think the fact that the Lakers were having that conversation about the Lakers 18 games in the season, that they needed a game like this, a predicament like that against the Detroit Pistons, down 17 points, trying to stop being 0-3 on this road trip, that's concerning.
Well, look, I want to be clear on how I say this. I'm not saying that the guy getting injured and getting his eye split is anything other than unfortunate. It's bad luck. LeBron heads, it's bad luck, et cetera, et cetera. But with all that in mind, Lakers got a little lucky that there was some stuff to talk about in this game and not just the game. The fact that we're spending a lot more time talking about is
they got lucky winning the game.
Yeah, well, for sure, but that we're talking about LeBron, is he going to get suspended? Is you know, the fact that Isaiah Stewart was as angry as he was,
sure,
and kept
sure.
escalating this, that's the topic.
It's taking away the attention
right?
from the game.
The attention, yeah. the game itself.
And the weekend.
The weekend for mm-hmm. sure, because we just kind of moved past the Celtics, because Friday, like you said, that's the great dumping ground for things you don't want people to see, is Friday night. By the time you get to Monday, it's ancient history. We've forgotten about it. Fact of the matter is, they lose to the Bucks. They go into the Celtics. They lose by 22 points. They turn around and they go to Detroit. Detroit's a bad basketball team. 4-11 coming into that game. You're down 17 points in the second half. You're down 17 points to another bad team. Now, they had a great third quarter where they outscored them by 20 points. They win the game and they save it, because without the fight, and I'm not talking about metaphorical fight, I'm talking about the actual fight where Isaiah Stewart wants to go attack LeBron James. Without that, we're talking about another game where they look terrible. Terrible. I know that look, rallying to beat the Pistons, sorry, not impressed. Is it better than losing? I guess. I mean, yeah. But I still have not – I don't want to hear about Anthony Davis' stat line. I don't want to hear about how Russell – that this team, nearly 20 games into the season, which is nearly a quarter of the season, has looked somewhere between mediocre or worse. That's a problem. And they looked mediocre or worse on Friday – or excuse me, on Sunday afternoon. They're just – they're not a good team right now. Doesn't mean they won't be, but right now, that's a pretty bad team.
They're average to below average. That's what they are. So their record says 9-9. If they lost that game yesterday and they were 8-10, that might even be actually a better indication of who they've been through the first 18 games. They're average to below average. They don't play defense. They gave up 121 points against Chicago, 109 against Milwaukee, 130 against the Boston Celtics. Boston had a 70-point half.
30 points.
Yesterday, the Pistons in the first half had a 68-point first half, and then remember the 116 points that they gave up yesterday. So, they don't play defense as much as we try to sit here. Listen, if that's going to be the new motivation for the Lakers and now they find a way to go on some kind of a run, great, but it has not been a good basketball through 18 games.
All right, ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. It's Monday.
Yes.
It's during football season. It is a $1 million Monday.
That's what
your chance
talking
to
about.
Win tickets to go see the Rams and the Jacksonville Jags two Sundays coming up in a couple of Sundays at SoFi Stadium. You still got to see SoFi if you haven't seen it. You got a chance to win those tickets and your shot at $1 million. You need to know your Rams trivia.
Rams
so
trivia.
Be ready to answer some questions about the Rams when we come back. Travel.
We'll throw out the number here. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here, Travis and Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There are a lot of things
we doing
about
our pick-ems?
Your
every time I hear the music. Hey,
why
I'm ready
not?
To go.
It's a football. It's a football thing. I get it. I want to come to your Thanksgiving. That sounds good. Mostly because I won't have to do dishes. All right. It is a $1 million Monday, like Chris just mentioned. We're going to bring you on. We're going to ask you a Rams trivia question. If you get it right, you will win tickets to go see the Rams and the Jags coming up in a couple of Sundays. I believe it's December 5th. So you get a chance to see that game. And you will be entered for a chance to win $1 million. Al, who would you like to go to first?
Let's go to Gilbert in the Valley. Gilbert, what's going on? Thank you for calling into the Travis and Sliwa Show.
How you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Gilbert, what is your last name and which city are you calling from in the Valley?
My name is Gilbert Kubias. I'm from Sylmar.
Okay, Gilbert Kubias from Sylmar. Al, what question do you have for him?
Okay, this is what we got here. How many times have the Rams gone to the Super Bowl? How many times have the Rams gone to the Super Bowl? Gilbert, you got an answer there, buddy?
Five, four.
Four.
There you go. It's quick again. Quick again. You win, Gilbert. Congratulations. The answer is four. The Rams have gone to the Super Bowl four times. They have won it once. They have dropped it three times along the way. Hopefully they go five and add two wins to it a little bit later on. So you get your tickets.
Yep.
You get to
tickets
go.
Tickets are there. You're going to Jags and the Rams.
That's right. SoFi Stadium, nice. December 5th. And now we need your prediction. Need an AFC team, an NFC team, and how many points each of those two teams will score, Gil?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs and the Rams. We're going to go 32-27, Rams win.
32-27, the Rams beat the Chiefs. 32-27, that is Gil in Sylmar. Gil, congratulations. Stay on the line. We're going to make sure that we get information so we can hook you up for that, Gil. Congratulations. So there you go. That was pretty quick.
Yeah, listen, Google's undefeated. Google's undefeated.
Pretty quick typer.
Actually, he was pretty good.
Yeah, that was – I got to four, five, four, and he hit us
and
with the four.
It.
Yeah, that's not too bad at all.
No, it's not bad.
By the way, I mean, obviously, L.A., I get it. And this is, I think, kind of interesting. You know, we've had the conversation about, you know, who's the most popular team in Los Angeles? Who are the other popular team? We know that the Raiders are still incredibly popular here. We know that the Chargers are not because last night at SoFi Stadium was, what, 80% Steeler fans? The terrible towels? I mean, that's incredibly embarrassing. When we've taken this contest, and I don't know what's happening on the other shows exactly.
Yeah.
But almost all of our NFC representation are Rams people. When they pick their winner, almost everybody's picking the Rams. It's interesting. Because we went from Buffalo to Kansas City to Baltimore. We've seen a bunch of AFC.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, KC, Rams, right on down the line.
Yeah, and it's starting to go back closer to how the season started. So as much as people are going to – I think you're going to start getting some more Chiefs again. You know, where KC, you stopped picking.
Their defense looks a lot better all of a sudden,
defense
too.
Defense looks a lot better. But just think about that. People were kind of jumping off the bandwagon there with the Chiefs. I think they're starting to jump back on.
Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. So Dwayne Casey, the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, I get that you got to have your guys back. I get that you're going to advocate for your players. And even if you think that maybe they're in the wrong, you're going to try to make a case for them. But I want you to read this quote because this is insane.
Well, so Trevor Lane, who senior writer for Lakers Nation, I'm going to read this off. Pistons coach Dwayne Casey said Isaiah Stewart should not face any further punishment for his altercation with LeBron James. He shouldn't be facing anything, quote, not getting off the court in time. That's a small thing.
That's it. The Onion wrote that, right? That's from The Onion, or it's a Saturday Night Live sketch or something. That is a ridiculous argument.
It is coaches jockeying for their player, right?
I get
it. So I'm going to say this one, too. Meanwhile, Frank Vogel called James' action incidental contact.
A punch to the face that opens up a cut.
Well, you got to – if it was – when they say incidental contact, it's not like LeBron is facing, they're seeing each other eye to eye, and he's taking a swing.
No.
So you can actually use that.
No, incidental contact is we both go up for a rebound at the same time, and as I grab the ball and I come down, I catch you with an elbow on top of the head and I cut you. That's incidental contact.
But it's also
contact.
Not the other way,
it's
where
not
you're squaring up somebody.
Somebody's shooting a free throw, and I'm going to close my fist and swing it head high as hard as I can. That's not incidental contact either. But here's the
thing. The Dwayne Casey thing is...
It's what Isaiah Stewart did, I get it. He got hit in the face. He's cut. He's bleeding. He's angry. We're okay. I understand turning around and looking at LeBron and saying, hey, what the is your problem? Mm-hmm. I get all that. I even understand a quick little shove. I'd even understand throwing a punch, okay? But after that, once they've got you headed back towards the bench, you can't double back. Once you've double backed and broken the tackle of 5 security guards, 8 assistant coaches, and 3 teammates,
and you're running
like you're
into
Derrick
the tunnel,
Henry,
and you're mm-hmm.
then after that one, you double back a third time to try to come back again. You are in trying to incite a really dangerous situation. You're trying. Cooler heads had prevailed at that point. You need to go in the locker room, get your eyes sewed shut, and get ready to play in another game. He absolutely was escalating the situation by not leaving the court.
He's 110% probably going to get at least 3 games.
He'll get more than LeBron.
Probably get 5 games.
He will, yeah, look.
Probably get 5 games.
LeBron may or may not get a game. Okay, if he got more than a game, I would be surprised, but I think he'll get a game. Stewart's going to get at least two. 3 probably seems more likely, and if it went north of 3, that's the NBA's worst nightmare. What Isaiah Stewart did yesterday is their worst nightmare, where he will not stop. He's going to start a fight. That's what happened. Going back, we talked about it on Friday. 17 years ago, the Malice at the Palace, right? Mm-hmm. There was a fight on the court, pushing and shoving. Ron Artest had basically said, you know what, I'm done with this. He'd gone over, he laid down on the scorer's table, and next thing you know, here comes the cup, and all hell broke loose. The longer you're instigating those things, the more likely it is that something is going to pop off and become the worst possible situation. And he kept throwing problems into it. He kept making it worse as opposed to making it better.
That's the key part right there is, does it seem like the situation is under control? Or does it seem like there's some times it's not under control?
It's getting worse.
That's when I think, you know, it's a good way to putting it. It's the NBA's worst nightmare, or it's the folks, the security in Detroit, it's their worst nightmare, because now all of a sudden something that was, hey, what the bleep was that? Move these two guys away from each other, issue out your flagrant 2, your technicals, this, put these guys on separate sides, and it's over. It was round 1, a little bit more. Okay, now I got full sprint on. Oh, by the way, to just cap everything off, as I'm being pushed towards the tunnel way, I'm actually going to run the opposite way now and see if I can get over to that locker room. Now you got the Laker players looking at the other tunnel like,
where's it coming out?
Is this dude coming out from over here?
There's 4 corners he can come from. You don't know. Well, look, you're 100% right. as he's going
what if
nuts,
he got lost? Like, what if he accidentally, you know how you exit? You know if you,
am I
like,
on ground two or one? Did I get on an elevator to go up a flight of stairs? Like, where?
What if
where's
he
LeBron?
Exited and then there's a security guard saying, sir, you got to have, once you're out, you can't come back in.
I'm looking to go fight LeBron James. Do you know where I can find him? Is he on level one? Is he on level four? Where's LeBron right now?
He's signing up. There's a Welk Resort.
Yeah, he's getting the free picture with the trophy in the backdrop. Why not? Let's go through the photo booth. Let's do the whole thing.
Where is he? We found him. He just grabbed a Little Caesars pizza.
Super nachos and a beer. And he's just going to go chill in the locker. No, look. When he was going through his coaches, his teammates, the security guards, the police, like Derrick Henry, somebody could have gotten knocked over and gotten hurt. Mm-hmm. Somebody, he could have hurt one of his teammates, one of his coaches. That's why his punishment's going to be worse. If it had just been elbow, cut, blood, punch, or attempted punch, or pushing and shoving, I think LeBron probably gets the worst end of whatever punishment is coming next, mm-hmm. but not anymore. Not when you do that.
Yeah, the coach trying to justify and say, no, that's it. No, we handled it internally.
Good luck. Speaking of NBA coaches, Luke Walton, bye. Out at Sacramento. That seemed inevitable.
You know, actually, I got to be honest. I was a little surprised. I thought they'd let
him. Did you never watch him coach a game before?
I thought they would let him coach out the rest of the year. And that's what I mean by surprised. Because, listen, you can go at coach and there's fair reasons to do so. That's one of the worst run organizations in all of basketball. Yep. They have a playoff drought since 2006.
It's insane.
How many teams make it to the playoffs every year?
16.
31 of them. Okay. Literally, it's almost impossible to go 5 years, 7 years without making the playoffs. I thought they'd give him the rest of the year, not because anything new was going to happen, but they lost 7 of 8 games in a row. They lost to, I think, OKC was on that list, the Minnesota Timberwolves. There were some teams on there, and you didn't feel like they were going anywhere else. I was talking to Michael about this yesterday. You know, he said that the reason why Luke lost his job is because Vlade didn't draft Luka, right?
Well, like, sure.
Just kind of
sure.
Go back
That's
to
a big
some of the
why.
Decisions that the front office makes, but it's also, and I'm not justifying Luke Walton is a good coach. What I'm saying is that he also was coaching arguably the worst organization in the NBA right now.
They are that. I don't disagree. But you go back to his time with the Lakers. You go back to most of his tenure in Sacramento. The team's not getting any better. There's not even those moments where the graph starts to trend in the right direction. And once you've decided it's time to move on, it's time to move on. Now, whoever gets that job, it feels like a black hole. There's nobody's really
Alvin
turning
Gentry
that thing.
Is coming in for the time.
Okay,
being.
So I'm glad you said Alvin Gentry. Yeah. I think Alvin Gentry has been the head coach of every team in the NBA at least 3 times.
Yep.
Okay, he's been everywhere there is to go. Luke Walton did not work
it's
out
a good
here.
Gig, bro.
Did not work out here with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Did not work out in Sacramento. You can go ahead and start the clock on when he'll get another shot. Once you're on the merry-go-round, you might have to sit over there for a year or two or be an assistant somewhere.
Yep.
Luke Walton will be a head coach
but
in this league.
But then that guy will get fired, whoever you're being an assistant for, and you'll jump right in.
It's the way it goes. It is a phenomenally good club to be in, the club of, hey, I coach NBA teams, I'm a head coach. Once you're in the club, you're never really out of it. They get used over and over and over. When was the last time a totally new breath of fresh air came in? Maybe you get one of those a year. Most of them are.
Remember when Spoelstra came in?
Yeah.
And that was
the video guy. O'Reilly's really coaching the team. Not so much.
But how unique of a situation was that? Because it was also a stacked squad. And all those guys that were in the club, Pat's like, I got my guy. We're good.
All right.
We're good.
The Pac-12 had another bad weekend, but this weekend might have been the worst one we've seen in quite some time. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thank you to everybody for the fantastic birthday wishes. Thank you, Alan Sliwa, for the delicious cake that you brought in today. That was very, very kind of you to do that. It was a chocolate raspberry cake. It's delicious. Janice and I and Greg have all enjoyed it at this point. Have you gotten into it yet,
Alan? I'll get into it. I have some time here.
You're here till what, like midnight?
Yeah.
You should take it so you don't have to get your pie for Thanksgiving. Just cut that in half and take it to Sliwa Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Funny, when I get that shout out to the market that I go get the pie from,
sure,
it's funny, man. You just forget. It's like, hey, I live in San Diego. I've gone to that place. That just happened every time. It's
the restaurant I go to on Fridays. Yeah. I got that. I mentioned that I was going to go there a couple of different. Hey, you're going to be there this Friday. I kind of had my head on a swivel on Friday. Awesome. Like, somebody going to, where are they? I was kept waiting for somebody to come by.
I heard what you said about the Lakers. I'll see you there.
What was the guy? Who was the guy that wanted to drive to Temecula to fight somebody over, like, somebody said something about Kobe? Remember the whole, I'll meet you in Temecula, meet me in Temecula, that whole deal? I forget what it was. There were two people having just disagreement about something about the Lakers, about Kobe.
And they want to go to Temecula?
And some of them were going, well, I live in Temecula, come and find me. And the guy did. He drove down there and tracked him down, and there was nearly an altercation. Not quite like what we got with the
Look, I would be more reasonable in a fight. I'd be like, listen, if you're in Temecula, let's meet halfway. I don't know where you are. Put in your ways. Kind of
city
see
of industry.
Yeah, let's just do something like that.
Right there.
Okay, sounds good. By the way, I'm going to stop by a convenience store. You want something to drink or anything like that?
Okay, so after our fight, we can rehydrate and do those sorts of things. The Pac-12-iest thing in history took place this week. We talked about it on Friday, that Oregon would lose to Utah because, of course, they will. Not only did they lose, they got run off.
What was it, halftime? Like 28-3?
28-0. Yeah, they were down four touchdowns at the half.
Bunch of fugazis. The whole Pac-12 is a fugazi.
The entire conference stinks. And it sucks because, look, I'm a West Coast guy.
Are those real diamonds?
Nah,
man.
No.
It's the Pac-12, bro. No.
If you'd watched Oregon play any game other than the Ohio State game, you're like, well, that team's just not very good. You watch Utah lost San Diego State, who's a really good team. But Utah's lost some games along the way. UCLA has lost some games along the way.
So what you're saying is San Diego State should be in the college football playoff.
San Diego State would be San Diego State's the best team on the West Coast, and it's not even close. There really isn't even the only other team that can make an argument to it is Fresno State. Those are the only two teams, certainly in the state of California, that can say, we're a legitimately good team. We can play somebody and have a – they're not going to beat Georgia or Alabama, but they'd beat SC. They'd beat UCLA. They have.
Do you know much about soccer? You don't, right?
Like professional soccer?
The Premier League?
I know that they have it.
I think if this is correct, in the Premier League
– the relegation. I love that.
I love it, too.
I do, too. It's fantastic.
I think the Pac-12 needs to be relegated. I think they need
but
to
But you'd
go
have to
down.
Relegate the entire conference.
That's my point.
Call the Mountain West up. All right, you're now the Pac-12.
You cannot.
Air Force, you're in the Pac-12 now.
You almost have to. That's how bad that the Pac-12 has been. Because, you point out this Oregon-Utah game.
Ugh.
It wasn't a game by halftime. By halftime, it was done. It's a wrap, right? And then you said something in our prep call. You're like, watch, you know what's going to happen?
For sure.
These two are going to face each other in the Pac-12 championship.
In Vegas.
And Oregon's going to win.
I think they will. I think that, you know why? Because Utah's not very good either. They were hyped up to knock Oregon out of the college football playoff. They were at home in front of a very rabid crowd. By the way,
Utah, take one for the team.
No. This is what we're talking about. It's fun to ruin someone else's season. This is sports, right? I'm not here to help you win it. If you want to win it, you got to take it from me.
Of course.
And Utah, by the way, if we haven't even mentioned this, we've talked about James Franklin. We've talked about Luke Fickle, and we've Brian Kelly's name got thrown in there, and Dave Aranda from Baylor. All the coaches we talked about, SC. I've been saying this, and Key would always laugh at me. Trav, they're never going to do that. And he might be right. They may never do it. Why you don't ask Kyle Whittingham from Utah to take a look at your USC program, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. He has a Utah program that's getting 2 and 3-star players, and he's beating USC regularly. He's beating Oregon. He's beating UCLA. He's winning the Pac-12 South. Okay? Why? Imagine if you had that guy who's putting players in the NFL. I looked at it. They had eight players drafted in the NFL last season. Why not give him 4- and 5-star recruits, which is what USC gets, and see what that looks like? Again, he's been at Utah 17 years. He's been there a long time, and maybe he's a lifer. Maybe this is exactly what I want. My family loves Utah. I love Utah. Okay. Add another zero. See how he feels. Try it again. Hey, but we're thinking $2 million. Okay, how about 4? No, I really love Utah. How does 6 sound? Just let's see where that number is before he goes, well, I mean, Utah's nice. I can come back and visit. I can build my forever home here. See what that guy's got cooking, because he knows what he's doing.
Pac-12 is out of the top 25. We'll just take him out of the top 25.
Utah's still in.
They don't.
Oregon will stay in.
They're all in. Yeah. I'm just saying that they don't even deserve to have that number from. It's just that's the frustrating part. And listen, you know, we talked about USC losing. What did they lose? 62-33.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-6 nice now game. In the year. UCLA just having their way against the. Against USC, but it's really a representation of the entire Pac-12.
Gonna get smoked by Oregon State. Then we'll beat a team like LSU and we'll lie to ourselves. We're good this year. No, we aren't, and we're gonna go.
You should have went at USC, Coliseum. Not at UCLA.
What's the UCLA song?
I know.
So if we have a game against SC, we'll win, and then we'll lose to Oregon State because we are the Bruins. I mean, the whole league. Get the Aztecs in the Pac-12. They got a new stadium.
I've been trying.
You got to be their most famous alumni, not named Kirk Morrison.
Kirk's definitely 10 times more famous.
You know who I found out? So we got
I really genuinely want SDSU in the Pac-12. Like I would
not.
I think
I'll
it
tell
would
you
be
who
so great for San Diego to have, you know, kind of some of these meaningful games. I don't think anybody wants to invite them in.
I'll tell you, bingo.
Yeah.
SC doesn't want San Diego State in
neither
the Pac-12.
Does UCLA.
Neither does UCLA.
Yep.
Because if you can say, listen, we beat those teams. I think they're undefeated. They are undefeated in the Pac-12 this year. I think they beat Arizona and Cal. I know that those are bottom
feeders. And they beat
Utah. You're right. And Utah, too. This is not a bad – I cannot believe.
But that frustrates me that a USC and UCLA – would look at San Diego State, that type of competition, say, oh, no, we don't want them in there because it's not in our best interest. You're USC and UCLA. The hell are you worried about San Diego State for?
If USC can get a very good brand name, like, for instance, if they get Luke Fickell,
yep,
great. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. He built the program at Cincinnati.
And it will probably turn around pretty quick.
I think it will, too.
Yep.
And I think that'd be a really good hire. However, if LSU gets the first bite at the apple, or
yep,
Florida gets the first bite at it, and they get to go take those guys, what I don't want is some guy coming from a mid-level program who's taken a step up, who we've heard, who's maybe been at a big program somewhere before, and now he's getting this job. If we don't get the first choice, if you're an SC fan, if you don't get Fickell or one of those guys, I would love to see them come out with a guy that you maybe have never even heard of, that this is the guy right here. It's going to take a little time. But this is the right guy to lead this thing, because this has to change. This is USC, for God's sakes, and they got beat by 30 points at home against UCLA. That can't happen. How embarrassing! How embarrassing for everybody that cares about that football program. You can lose that game once in a while. It's going to happen. It's a rivalry game. 30 points.
They got and smoked.
That's not a team that had Troy Aikman playing quarterback yesterday. That's not a team that had, you know, Jonathan Ogden on the offensive line, or Mercedes Lewis as their tight end, or Maurice Jones-Drew by a bad UCLA team. It's incredibly embarrassing.
You got something for this, too?
We'll see.
I think we're going all fight songs here.
We lost. UCLA put it on us. We got to have to start over from scratch. We have no chance this year or the year after that. We used to be good when Keyshawn played, and now we lose every week. Awful. Awful. The Dump coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I can't believe you're taking a day off on Wednesday, and I'm coming in to do the show. Me and DeMarco are going to be here, and you're just, what are you doing? You're
probably the best show you guys have.
Well, probably. Yeah, DeMarco shares a certain affinity for topics that I do, namely overeating, talking about overeating, and finding more ways to talk about overeating. So DeMarco's all in.
You guys are going to connect like no tomorrow. I mean, hey, Slee, take some time off next week. You look like you've been working a lot of Laker games.
Take a Monday. Get caught up along the way. So DeMarco on Wednesday. So tomorrow we're going to do our picks.
Yeah.
You are on fire on the – like, I'm not even doing a deal. Okay. I'm really, truly not. Mm-hmm. That we do four games a week. There's 10 points possible. And you're just stacking up 10s, 9s, and 8s like it's the only thing you do. I had 3 this week. Emily had 5. You had 9. Do you know just what, smoking people.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Tuesday.
National Espresso Day.
Okay.
So you're gonna get a chance to
bring in some coffee tomorrow.
Talk about. Remember, by the way, do you remember when I went to the Rams Titans game, and before anything even happened, they popped me for a good 80 before I even walked into into the stadium. I never got all the hype about the espresso machine.
It was broken that day.
Oh, yeah.
you're not allowed in anymore.
You were looking forward to.
I get up there. I'm getting ready to go. I get a little bite to eat. I go over to the espresso machine and big paper sign, sorry, out of order.
Like, okay. I got a question before we go to the dump.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why the NBA is waiting to announce whether LeBron is
Can I put on my conspiracy, my tinfoil hat?
Okay.
They want him to play against the Knicks and they'll whack him after it's over.
No.
They what do you can't. Mean? Why? They can do whatever they want.
They won't.
Not
be
nobody's
able to
going
do it.
To jail.
They won't be able to do that. They're going to have to make a decision today.
I think they probably will, but I'm telling you, they can do whatever they want because they're trying to find a way to not do it.
Almost 3 p.m. over there.
That's what. Look, we all procrastinate just because they're the NBA. We all have that thing. I really don't want. Like, if I have to do it, do I have to do it today? Can I do it tomorrow? Can I do it the day after that? You keep pushing it back, and you come up with all sorts of lies, excuses, and rationalizations for why you do these things. Maybe that's what the league's doing with LeBron because they don't want him to not play in New York, and they have to suspend him for what he did. They really do. You cannot split a guy's eye open with a closed fist suspend him.
I actually would not be surprised if he's not suspended a game, and I also would not be surprised if he's suspended for one game.
Is there anybody else that hits someone with a closed fist in the NBA, opens up a giant cut, and it's not in the like a scrum for a loose ball.
Sure.
That happens all the time.
Yep.
But this is I'm going to swing my hand behind me,
yep,
shoulder level or higher, mm-hmm, and I just opened up your eye.
I think because it's LeBron, I think that there's no, you know, history of him doing things like this. Like I said, if he suspended a game, I wouldn't be shocked. If they say, no, he's good to go, here's your $25,000 fine or whatever it is what it is.
All right, let's go to the dump. A couple of famous birthdays today, Al. You know who else was born on this day other than yours truly? Jamie Lee Curtis turns 63 today. Huge fan of Jamie Lee Curtis's. Billie Jean King has a birthday today as well, so I'm in good company.
You are kind of leading the pack. You're leading the pack there.
Steven Van Zandt from Springsteen fame, of course, Sopranos. Silvio Dante also born on this day, so it's a
couple
busy
other
day.
Key movie dates.
Yeah, Toy Story, way back in 1995. I can't talk.
Take
this is very good that this is
Take
the last
time.
Segment.
Yeah.
Toy Story came out this day in 1999, kind of changed animated movies forever at that point.
So I think there are movies that – I think there's always been movies catered towards kids, but parents enjoy too.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story was fantastic. I don't care if you were 3 years old or you were 45 years old. It really literally didn't matter.
There are two movies taking place at the same time. The movie that's for the adults, that's great, and the movie that's for the kids, that's great. And you're watching the same movie and you're getting a totally different experience out of both of them.
Another good kids movie that came out in 1995, Casino.
Yeah, very similar.
I don't know how you could be a kid not growing up seeing Casino. It's just a good movie.
So what was worse in Casino, the vice or the pen? Because there are both of those things where Joe Pesci kind of loses his cool. One with the vice, the other one in the bar where, is this your pen? You know, that doesn't go super great either. Which one was worse? Or Andy losing Buzz?
I think I'll go pen.
Yeah, that's the right answer. I don't want to be impaled with a pen along the way. This day in 2012, Mark Sanchez's butt fumble on Thanksgiving Day, returned by Steve Gregory for a Patriots touchdown. I'm sure Mark Sanchez is thrilled that every November 22nd that rolls around,
this
he gets to relive
up.
The butt fumble.
Yeah, this comes up. This conversation comes up. He's doing okay. What is he doing right? Isn't he doing some of the
games?
He's
on Fox.
Yeah, I know.
He does a pretty good job on Fox. Yeah. He's pretty good, but this
he's
is,
living the good life.
You know why that thing is stuck around for as long as it has, other than it's really, really funny? It's got a great name. butt fumble is, you don't have to, everybody knows what it is.
Yep.
It's easy to remember. It's kind of funny. It's clean. It's all of those things. If you have a perfect name for something, like the kick six, right? It's the kick six. It's the Heidi game. It's the butt fumble. You know exactly what it is.
Is that something you think in his life, like he finds, do people just come up to him, hey, what's, how about that butt fumble? You know what I mean? Like,
it probably went from, I don't want to hear about it, to, I'm kind of resigned to hearing about it, to, you know, yeah, that was me. Yeah, how about that? Remember when I concussed myself on that guy's ass? That was me. Yeah. How do people find the pod, Sleep?
ESPN app or on iTunes, just search Travis and Sliwa. Catch the full 3 hours, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Anytime you miss any of the show live, you can always catch it on the podcast.
We'll be checking it out all day, right? Trying to see if LeBron, if slash when he gets suspended. It does feel that he's going to get something. Hopefully, as far as Lakers are concerned, maybe he just has to scratch a check. He doesn't have to miss any games because they clearly need him. They start to need to play a lot better with him. We already know what it looks like without him. Back here tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Mason and Ireland coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.